I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
On the radio.
And online every Wednesday.
Excellent.
Yes. We go up Wednesday morning if you're listening to this now, and I load the episode up for about 6 o'clock Wednesday evenings if you ever want to hear us talk about video games.
When, yeah, not on the radio.
Not on the radio. Through other listening means.
Exactly.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Alice.
And like I said, we talk about video games.
Yeah.
We collect video games.
What?
We watch video games.
Yeah, I guess so.
We enjoy them for the most part.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
And sometimes... Sure. Yeah.
Video games.
Video games. And sometimes the world is nice to us and lets us play a new video game that is out free on occasion for a limited time.
What?
Fallout 76.
Okay, I think you're misleading people by saying any part of it is free.
It was free-ish over this past weekend.
I feel you're still misleading people. You got to play for like 20 minutes and then you had to buy the thing.
I exited the game and then suddenly it was like, play free. No, you gotta pay. But play free. But no, you gotta pay.
Yeah, I wouldn't say this it's is not free. No.
No. I did actually end up spending money to play this game because I wanted to actually review this game. Fallout 76 is the latest entry in the Fallout series, which I've played 4 for an extended period of time, and you almost beat 4.
Yes.
And I started playing New Vegas, and I will get further in New Vegas.
Sure.
I'm working on it.
Sure.
And this has been Bethesda's latest entry into the series, and it has had a lot of controversy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see why. So Fallout 76 is a alternate history. If the if nuclear war had happened around year 2100... And you're a resident of Vault 76, thus the name. And you've been sent to go out into the Appalachian Mountains and reclaim America. Or this weird alternate America. And that is essentially what you do. You go out there and try and survive a nuclear wasteland. It's pretty much the basic story of every Fallout, right?
Yes.
Except this is takes place before any of the stories. Before...
Yeah, like, I'm not very familiar with the timeline of the Fallout series. I've played almost all of New Vegas and almost all of 4. There are those games, it's the same thing with Skyrim. It's Bethesda games in general. I get bored. I think one of the more interesting aspects of this game is, like, the area, like, the map is really cool. I like to explore in these games and look for stuff, but otherwise I don't find the combat fun at all. It's hectic, and I've already ran out of bullets several times. I think this is the kind of game that really kind of pushes you to buy things to win. Which I hate. Thankfully, we are playing with other people who have, unfortunately, put way more hours into this game than I have. I don't think this is a game that I would play by myself. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. It's kind of a very, very, very watered down Fallout from all of the other Fallouts that I've played.
And that's one of the big complaints, is that there's... not the same catching story with this. It's a neat premise, and they don't have nearly as many NPCs or backstory that you want to get yourself really invested into. One of the things that I like about the Fallout series is meeting all the different people in this world. and doing what I can to solve the quests they give me, because they will give you some really interesting quests that take you into some very interesting places.
Sure, but, like, and yeah, you could just find it yourself, right? Like, by the nature of the exploration of this kind of game. Like, that's... I feel that's a big problem with, like, these kind of games in general, is that there's a lot of, like, you could do this, or I could just walk in this direction until I can't anymore and see, like, all of the 40 things there is to see. Which, like, I think that's fine. Like, I think it's just maybe for different play styles. I don't hate Fallout or Bethesda games. It's sort of how I feel about, like, Pokemon games, where I don't hate it. I actually love Pokemon as a franchise. But it's the same thing, just a little shinier, and I don't care. And Fallout 76 is not shinier. It does look good. It's not a bad-looking game. Well, okay. Well, maybe you've potatoed it, but I haven't. My game is running. It looks pretty for me. Like, and I personally haven't had any wacky glitches.
I ran into a fair number of glitches with this game.
I've only played maybe, I want to say, 5 hours, which I'm not, it's fine. Like, it's a game that, once again, I will play with people. I'm not interested in playing, doing anything else.
It's good if you want a role-playing game that with interesting characters and storytelling, but if you don't want to follow the storytelling, then it can be a good exploration game. You can go and check these places out.
I think it's visually really cool. I like the area. I like walking around. I like looking at stuff. I like picking up flowers. I do like these games for the exploration. Like, there's a bunch of little notes and stuff for you to read. One thing I hate, though, is the UI. It just tells me 40 different quest things on, like, the right side of my screen, and I hate it. I know there's a way to turn it off, but I find, like, the fact that it's there, it feels like this game was, they did everything that they could to make it, like, really difficult or not enjoyable, and that's really a weird thing to say.
Well, they kind of knew people would buy it anyway, just out of love for the Fallout series.
That feels about right. And I say this because there are things like, I always feel this in video games when they don't give you a clear-cut exit to the, like, how to quit the game. I feel that the game is trying to deceive you. I hate, like, Yooka-Laylee did this too, and I don't like it. I didn't like it for Yooka-Laylee. I didn't like it for this, where you have to go into, like, 3 different menus to find out how to exit to, like, quit the game.
Yeah.
And that is, like, it's a very minor thing, but at the same time, I'm like, someone thought about the fact that they purposely didn't put it on the menu when you hit escape. They were like, no, we don't want people to leave. We just want you to, like, look at the social or look at the settings.
You got to go to settings to exit to either the main menu or the desktop.
Yeah, so I don't like that. I think it's a weird, not only is it a weird accessibility thing, it's just kind of weird. It's kind of like you're trying to trap me in your video game when I can very easily, like, alt-tab out of this.
Yeah.
Like, you can't keep me here, game. But yeah, it feels weird. It feels like a deceiving thing on top of all of the other deceiving things that they do.
Well, like I said, this game has a lot of controversy attached to it. This game was never meant to be a single-player experience. They were going to make this a 100% multiplayer situation. Which,
well, yeah, it makes sense.
Except there was a lot of complaints, because why would you want just a multiplayer experience in a world where you should be able to be the main character and go on,
well,
a solo quest.
Yeah, with something like Fallout, it's a story-based game. It's not like a shooter. It's not like you're going to a war to shoot people, right? Like, there's way more to it. There's, like, about 50 different factions or sides, and you can make friends or you can make people hate you. You know, like, there is a lot more to it than just, like, one side is good and one side is bad kind of thing. Obviously, story-wise, Fallout 4 is, like, it's a whatever story. Fallout New Vegas was pretty interesting, but I don't really play those games with story. I can tell you that for free.
And one of the big things was the fact that there was a lot of stuff in this game you could also buy, and it costs real-world money.
Real money.
real money. Like, there was a Santa suit that cost 20 actual dollars to wear in this world where Santa is probably long since forgotten.
I don't appreciate, like, I haven't personally come across things that have, like, forced me or tried to force me to play, but once again, I have only put about 5 hours into this game, and I'm not going to put, like, I'm not going to do, like, 1,000 hours into this game. I want to play a good game.
I would play this game just to see how much more broken I could get it, because I have fallen through the map a couple times now.
It's pretty, yeah, like, and I believe for you, it's just literally like you were on the edge of two textures and you fell through, you slipped in between.
And it will do it while I'm just walking along playing grass. There's nothing around
I'm sure it's just texture shifted. Like, it's just literally, you are slipping through the cracks, Megan, somehow. Yeah. your Fallout monitor or character is just like a piece of paper, just a cutout running around.
I should have named my character Flat Stanley.
Yeah, or something. That would be good. But it just, yeah, because I'm pretty sure that's what keeps happening, because I saw you fall that one time and it was very weird.
I have run into enemies that have T-posed at me and faded out of existence.
Yeah.
Leaving only their gore behind and, like, not have done anything.
I'm fine with certain glitches, especially ones that can be funny. Obviously, game-breaking glitches I'm not a fan of. Yeah.
My first encounter was with a deer walking backwards.
Yeah, I feel... Yeah, it's like... I get that you can't do things. My other, I think, bigger complaint about Fallout in general, or Fallout 76, is the fact that Fallout games highly promote the use of the VAT system, which is like an aiming system that very literally slows down your game, so you can aim better, shoot things more with more precision. You can't do that in a multiplayer game. Like, they do have a sort, but not to the extent that it is in the other ones, which is kind of, it was a kind of a staple of those games.
From 3 onward, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was in the other ones, but, like, 3D-wise, yeah. Yeah.
And because this is a multiplayer game, there is no actual pause function, so you'll go to check your map, go to heal yourself, go to equip stuff, go to drop stuff, because you can get over-encumbered very easily, and things will still be attacking you.
Yeah, I do wish there was an amount of, like, a safety net, or just, like, mobs wouldn't come bother you if you're, like, on the bench tinkering or whatever. It's kind of not good. It's kind of... you know, like, I feel they'll eventually just abandon this game and not update it anymore, probably once the next Fallout comes out.
And hopefully they'll take the lessons they learned from this Fallout and give us a better functioning game.
Yeah.
They were also, one of the things with Fallout is that it does get modded easily. Earlier versions of the game, a lot of people go in and mod, make new parts of the map, alter parts of the map, make things easier, but they were also banning people for using mods in this game.
Well, yeah, it would make sense being a multiplayer game. It's too bad, though, because, once again, I think modding to an extent would be fun. It would be fun to make your characters or people, you know, like Hatsune Miku and stuff.
Yeah, that would have been great if... And that's why they should have thought of the single-player experience as well as the multiplayer. Usually things...
Well, I would assume they... Yeah, no, I definitely agree. They should have probably thought about that, because most people are not going to play this in groups, especially at the beginning when it was full-price game, which was $79.99. I got it for $20. That's all I'll pay for this game. I'll pay for, like, cosmetics for other games that I like. Like Dead by Daylight, but I don't want to...
This game.
No. No. It just, it feels frivolous.
Yeah. So, I will probably try this game for a little while longer, but I'll probably switch over to New Vegas, because I want to see what all the hype about New Vegas is about.
It's fun.
That's what I'm finding so far. And also, I got to play something before Outer Worlds 2 happens, because that's been announced.
Okay, when does Outer Worlds 2 come out, Megan?
I don't know.
Okay,
yet, but I do want to play it when I do get my hands on it.
You're just safe. Okay.
Until I get my hands on it, that's okay. What I'll be doing.
I think you have a lot of games to play before it actually comes out.
I know, and they just announced a whole bunch of new games that are happening because we are in the midst of E3 time.
It's true, but the thing is, you say this, but they're not coming out for, like, years.
That's true.
Like years. Like, years to months. Like, November, specifically, I think, one you're referencing, Nintendo Direct was today. And they gave us a definitive date. Well, they gave us a year for Breath of the Wild sequel, which is 2022. They did, you know, like...
That gives me plenty of time to get through the library we've got.
Sure. Metroid was announced, which is pretty big deal because there hasn't been a Metroid since GameCube.
That's a long time.
I don't know. Wii, because there was other M or something. Right. I believe... and specifically this is going to be going back to the 2D style, of Metroid, which I think most people are way more interested in than a 3D Metroid, which I think would be you get nauseous because of the, like, Samus turns into a ball at some points. And if that was a first, like, you could probably do something like it, kind of like, in Overwatch, how the hamster turns into a ball kind of situation, but I think it would be... People will be happy. I think people will be happy kind of regardless of the fact, even if it's a bad Metroid game, I think they'll be happy that Metroid is still alive kind of thing.
They have to renew that license, so...
Well, they it's gotta theirs forever. Yeah. It's not a license to renew. It's owned by Nintendo. Like, maybe in another 70 years they'd have to renew it, but that's in another 70 years.
One of the games I've always wanted to try playing is Fatal Frame, and I think now I might be able to do something with Fatal Frame.
Well, okay, here's a fun fact. We have Fatal Frame 1 and 2 on the PlayStation 3. I'm pretty sure you can get all of them on an emulator. But yeah, like, very specific. This one, though, Fatal Frame 5, was only for the Wii U, which, to be honest, was a good utilization of the Wii U, especially its gamepad. For Fatal Frame is a Japanese horror series that very much revolves around taking pictures of ghosts, and your camera's like your safety thingy.
It's your weapon?
Yeah, it's your weapon. It's called the Camera Obscura. It's your weapon. It takes pictures of ghosts and defeats ghosts. They're quite interesting games. I've played most of the second one, but once again, I'm a big baby weenie. This is a game where it's very atmospheric. They're scary. I believe the fifth one has to do with, like, literally five girls, different girls.
If we have it, then I'm gonna have to check this out.
We have the second one, Twin Butterflies, which is one of the better ones. I think it's personally the best one, but hopefully with this, maybe the Fatal Frame series in itself will be revitalized to an extent.
Well, with the Switch being as successful as it is with Pokemon Snap, another camera-based game,
sure. But the other thing is, this isn't coming just for the Switch. No. It's also coming out for PC, which is a really big deal, because I don't think... I could be wrong. They might be on Steam, but I'm pretty sure the Fatal Frame games are not really readily available, especially not number 5. But yeah, I'm excited for that. I think the Fatal Frame games are pretty decent. They're fairly scary. Atmospheric. Very good. Yeah, that's about all I have to say about Fatal Frame. They're scary. I'm bad at scary games, but they're good scary games.
You know what? Maybe I'll crack those out in time for next Halloween.
Okay.
When we got to start
next Halloween?
This coming Halloween.
Okay.
I'll be brave and do this Halloween.
Sure.
And speaking of scary games, the Resident Evil Dead by Daylight DLC has dropped. And I think you've had a chance to play some of it, right?
Yeah. As of now, like, it might be fixed by now, but as of now, the map is disabled. It will be re-enabled, but apparently people have been having glitches, which maybe makes sense because I once again, I was playing Survivor. So Dead by Daylight is a asymmetrical killer survivor game where four people try to get out of an area and the killer tries to kill them.
It's pretty much it.
They're pretty neat because they have acquired some like movie monster franchises. So Freddy,
Michael Myers.
Freddy Krueger. Sorry, I forget. Michael Myers, Ghostface from Scream. I think that's his. He doesn't have like a fancy fun name. The pig from Saw. Stranger Things, Demogorgon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So Resident Evil's a pretty neat one. Oh, Silent Hill Pyramid Head's also there. So they've acquired quite a good like catalog of like characters and franchises. So Resident Evil is like kind of perfect. Killer's Nemesis, which is neat. Survivors are Jill and Leon. You can though get cosmetics to turn them into Chris or Claire, which is neat. I'm excited for it. I'm sad the map is not working. I got to play one round on the map, sort of, and either the person, the killer, like left because they couldn't kill us, or it did glitch out. But regardless, it's a humongous map. It's a little scary. It's basically the police station from Resident Evil 2/3. I think it's in there a little bit. It looks great. It's really cool. I literally only played one round just because I was like, oh, let me see if I can go to the police station. But yeah.
So it looks cool. Hopefully they will get that all sort of patched up and sorted out, because I also want to get this DLC. I want to check out and play the Resident Evil map.
Yeah, it's really cool. I think it will be interesting to see, you know, once again, how people play on it, because it's gigantic.
So I can forgive a bug if it's a massive addition like this.
Yeah. They'll get it sorted out.
It's
fine.
Yeah. All right, that's all the news we got for you for this week. Do not recommend Fallout 76. There's other Fallouts to play that won't end up with you falling through a map, unless that's what you want.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of stuff from E3 that we're going to check out and come back to you next week with news on. I'm so stoked about Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? Keep changing.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is all there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country roads, take me home. Gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place.